Cute, lovely, adorable. How many words with the same connotation can you come up with? Well, you better start taking your vocabulary lessons now, because once you've seen the second installment of the Despicable Me series, you'll be searching your brain for words to describe the irresistible charm that directors Pierre Coffin, Chris Reynolds and the team have tried to instill in the latest offering.
I miss being evil. Sinister plots, large-scale crimes, it's what I live for. I mean, don't you think there's more to our future than jelly?
Well, I'm also considering a line of jams.
In the first episode, supervillain Gru realized his dream of stealing the moon and in the process adopted three orphan girls. Now a father, Gru has retired from his evil business and focuses his productive capacity on making jam and jelly. But his peaceful days don't last long as a new supervillain is out there wreaking havoc and Gru is called in by the anti-villain league for assistance. Undercover AVL agent Lucy Wilde is his partner.
Look, I probably shouldn't be saying this, but your work as a villain was kind of amazing. So if you ever want to get back to doing something awesome, give us a call.
Despite the success of the first installment, viewers and critics have mixed feelings about the sequel. On the one hand, the previous piece is packed with all kinds of cuteness that one just cannot get enough of. From Gru's Eastern European accent to the lovely faces of the little girls, the exquisite animation technique projected amazing comical effects into the pictures, with the little yellow minion being the highlight of the film.
Look at you! More like...
In the second installment, these yellow critters, as the magical element that lures the viewers to the cinemas, are naturally given much more screen time. On the other hand, the various forms of cuteness are not enough to save the botched addition to the franchise. First of all, we appreciated the first installment because it offered a fresh perspective of a villain, not often seen in animated comedies. By the end of Despicable Me, the villain Gru ended his bad guy career and became a nice guy, removing one of the major attractions of the film. As a result, the second installment places the focus on romance and family relations, making it basically not much different from the majority of other cartoon movies on offer.
Remember when you said that I liked Lucy? Well, it turns out you're right.
Really?
Yes, but... Well, she's moving away. I'm never going to see her again.
Also, if you take away the cute distractions, there's little else left in the film. In fact, the story doesn't really hold together. Even the pacing is flawed because everything has to make way for the rib-tickling every now and then. In the midst of all that laughing, more plot-conscious viewers will probably wonder when the next sign for story development will arrive. Well, they need a lot of patience for that. Despicable Me 2 has achieved top-notch visual and comical effects, but if the series is going to last long, they'll need much more than that. On a scale from 1 to 10, I give Despicable Me 2 a 7.